Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 5, Vidura's Talks with Maitreya, text number 21. Bhagavan Bhagavato Nityam.
Bhagavan Bhagavato Nityam.
Samata Sanugasyaha.
Samata Sanugasyaha.
Yasya Jnano Padeshaya.
Yasya Jnano Padeshaya.
Marisad Bhagavan Bhajan.
Marisad Bhagavan Bhajan.
Bhavan,
Bhavan,
your good self.
Your good self.
Bhagavata,
Bhagavata,
of the personality of Godhead.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Nityam,
Nityam,
eternal.
Samatha,
recognize.
Sanugasya,
one of the associates.
Ha,
have been. Yasya,
of whom?
Jnana,
knowledge.
Upadeshaya,
for instructing.
Ma,
unto me.
Adishad,
so ordered.
Bhagavan,
the personality of Godhead.
Vrajan,
while returning to his abode.
Translation and purport. By his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Your good self is one of the eternal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for whose sake the Lord, while going back to his abode, left instructions with me. Purport. Yamaraj, the great controller of life after death, decides the living entities' destinies in their next lives. He is surely among the most confidential representatives of the Lord. Such confidential posts are offered to great devotees of the Lord who are as good as his eternal associates in the spiritual sky. And because Vidura happened to be among them, the Lord, while returning to Vaikuntha, left instructions for Vidura with Maitreya Muni. Generally, the eternal associates of the Lord in the spiritual sky do not come to the material world. Sometimes they come, however, by the order of the Lord, not to hold any administrative post, but to associate with the Lord in person or to propagate the message of God in human society. Such empowered representatives are called Shaktivesh avatars, or incarnations infested with transcendental power of attorney. Om Ajnana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chuksim Vitam Jena Tasmay Sri Gurave Pungan Lung Hayate Green Yet Kripa Taraham Bande Shigurum Dinatarnam Vanchakapa Chivischa Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavani Vyobeshavio Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Advaita Giradhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Yamaraj is a great devotee of the Lord. And here it's mentioned that he's a great controller of life after death. Unfortunately, a lot of people think in this age that when the body dies, that's it. Even Prabhupada was very surprised He went to Russia. And Professor Kotowski, who was a scholar of the Vedas, he knew the Vedas quite a bit, even a little Sanskrit. But he said to Prabhupada, Swamiji, after the end of this body, it's all finished. It's over. Prabhupada was shocked. Kali Yuga people are very ignorant about the eternality of the soul. But it's a nice thing to know that we're eternal. And that we're responsible. See, this is one of the reasons that they don't like to think that they're eternal, because then they're responsible. That means they're, in their next life, they're going to, it's going to be a result of this life. Where the arctics are our future, so they don't like to hear that. So they're like animals. Animals, they have no understanding of life after death. Dvipadapashu means two-legged animals. So the purpose of this movement, and the Prabhupada mentions here, the last sentence, that sometimes great devotees, they come to propagate the message of God in human society. Such empowered representatives are called Shaktivesh avatars, or incarnations invested with the transcendental power of attorney. So Krishna comes, he sends his pure devotees. So many ways he comes to try to help us, because Krishna's got a problem, believe it or not. And that's all his parts and parcels in this material world that have forgotten who they are. It's like everybody is an illusion. So the purpose of this movement is to try to help people come out of this illusion, material existence. So it's an important, very important movement. Big mission. We've inherited the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada, he inherited from his guru, and now he's passed it on to us. So we have a very important duty to help people understand that they're eternal. Not only that they're eternal, but that they're eternal servants of Krishna. And that they have a duty in life, not just to enjoy the senses. In one purport, Prabhupada said there's one verse in the Bhagavad Gita that is a summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita. Yad kroshi yad snasi yad juhosi didasi yad tapasyasi kanti tat krusva mararpanam. All that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you perform, they should be done as an offering unto me. Prabhupada says this is the summary. This one verse is the summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita. So we're all doing so many things. Everybody in creation, people are doing things. So do it for Krishna. And this is the perfection of our ability to do things, is do it for Krishna. And we should feel gratitude for all that Krishna is doing for us. And the sign of that gratitude is to do things for Krishna. This pleases Krishna. And try to do things in a nice way, depending on Krishna. Much chitasara sarvakamani. Krishna says that in all activities, just depend upon me and always work under my protection. So when we're acting, we should be acting for the pleasure of Krishna, but understanding that everything is also dependent on the mercy of Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whenever devotee would ask him about plans for spreading Krishna consciousness, he would always say, if Krishna desires. Such a great acharya, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada said, Vaikuntha man. But he was very humble. If Krishna desires. Yeah. So we have to depend on Krishna, try our best to please him in whatever service we're doing. But Srila Prabhupada actually he said that he wanted everyone to learn the art of book distribution. Because this is what is most needed throughout the world. It's this knowledge of who they are, who God is. Sometimes people, they ask me, so what's this book about? It's about you. You don't know who you are. You're thinking you're John Doe. You're an eternal soul. So much wonderful information is given in these books. The Srimad Bhagavatam is called the Amala Purana, the spotless Purana. So much wonderful information. And Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, he came to America with 600 books. Big crates. That's a lot of books, 600 books. 200 sets in the first canto. And he felt confident. He said he felt confident because he had the books. Of course, he's such a pure devotee, such a sincere devotee that he was able to do so much and still is. He was so humble that in this one prayer that he wrote on the Jaladutta at the Boston Pier, he says, I'm unqualified, unfortunate, and the most fallen. So humble. So this humility is so important in order to be a proper representative of Krishna. Because when that humility is there, then Krishna works through. It's like he told Arjuna, nimittamatram bhavasovyasachin. You just be an instrument. So when we're distributing books also, we just try to be an instrument. Hands of Krishna. Whatever we're doing, we should just try to be instruments in the hands of Krishna. And then if Krishna is working through you, then amazing things can happen. Just like there's the world record in book distribution. One devotee did 900 big books, person to person. They would go around with stacks. It's inconceivable, but when you're feeling that you're just an instrument in the hands of Krishna, then Krishna can do amazing things. Like Prabhupada did so many amazing things. And in that prayer he said, I just want to be your puppet. I just want to be your puppet. So in the material world, people are puppets in the hands of the material energy, the modes of material nature. But a devotee is a puppet in the hands of Krishna. Just make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. Part of that prayer, beautiful prayer. Prabhupada was so poetic. So that's what we want. We want to be puppets in the hands of Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants. So we have to learn, well, what does Krishna want? And therefore we have these books. And Krishna, he tells us what he wants in so many ways. Srimad Bhagavatam. We learn what is right, we learn what is wrong, what to do and what not to do. This gives so much nice guidance in our life. It's like here in Australia in the early days, 1970s, the Sankirtan devotees had a big bus. And on the side of the bus it said, Krishna consciousness, the positive alternative. So much anxiety, so much suffering. Now I heard something, there's a recession now in Australia. They were going so good, but now they're experiencing something. That's the nature of this world. You're doing good, then eventually come down. So some people are feeling some anxiety. So this process of Krishna consciousness, it's a positive alternative. It's what people need. This is the only thing, it's the only lack. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says it's the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness. This is what we all need. Everyone needs this Krishna consciousness. There was one devotee distributing books, doing Harinam. One person came up and said, "What is this? What is the meaning of this? Of this Hare Krishna mantra?" He said, "The meaning is, God, please help me." I thought that was a good definition of the Hare Krishna mantra. God, please help me. We need so much help. We're so limited. We're so fallen. So we need a lot of help from Krishna. We need to pray to Krishna for help. And Krishna, he likes to help. He likes to see us endeavoring and trying. And he reciprocates. Yayatamam papadyante tamsatayo pajamya. All of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So we have to just keep trying to surrender to him. Try to go closer and closer. And Prabhupada said, you take one step towards Krishna, and Krishna takes ten steps towards you. So he's very eager for us to go back to the spiritual world. It's like a devotee is paradukuduki. Sees others suffering and gives pain. So Krishna is also like that. He doesn't like to see his parts and process suffering. So he comes and tries to solve the problem. The fallen souls who come to this material world. He's so kind. In the prayers of the personified Vedas, they are glorifying Krishna. And they say, but there's one glory of Krishna that stands above all the other glories of Krishna. And that is his compassion on the fallen souls. He's very compassionate. Just like in pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, he was chanting Hare Krishna, but he was a Muslim. So that was a problem with the Muslims. Because, as we've all seen, they're very much into their belief. It's actually mentioned that if it's part of their religion, that if someone's a Muslim and they give up their Muslim religion to take on a religion, another religion, that's cause for their being killed. And even there was one devotee in Miami. He's a Muslim, full-blooded Muslim. And he joined the movement. And his mother came to Miami to try to convince him to give up Krishna consciousness. And she said, if you continue like this, it's going to cause problems for our life. They can come and they can that was one of her tactics. That was one of her tactics to get him to give up Krishna consciousness. You know, you could be putting our life in danger, you know, because that's part of the religion. So they told Haridas Thakur. He was brought to the magistrate, I guess the Qazi. And they said, you're born in such a high position as a Muslim. Why are you giving this up and chanting Hare Krishna? Why are you doing this? You have to give this up. And he said, Haridas Thakur said, why are you so disturbed? There's so many Muslims. Yeah. So, what is the difficulty? Sometimes Hindus become Muslims. So, what's the difficulty? Muslim become a Hindu. What's the difficulty? And he started laughing, actually. He said, it's amazing how the material nature is. You're thinking that you're Muslim. And they're the Hindus, and all this is all. We're all spirit soul. And I'm going to continue chanting Hare Krishna. So they became upset. Said, oh, you're going to continue? Okay. So he told some of the servants, you go and you beat him. Go and beat him. 22 marketplaces. Just beat him until he's dead. Just because he was chanting Hare Krishna. So they went and they're beating him. And they're beating him. And what is Haridas Thakur doing? He's chanting in ecstasy. He's chanting in ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. 22 marketplaces. You know, generally, they would only last a few, maybe 6 or 7 marketplaces at the most, and then they'd be dead because they have these whips and they're just beating. Beating and beating. But they couldn't harm Haridas Thakur. He was protected. By who? By Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was accepting all the whipping on his own back to protect his devotee, his pure devotee. And when Haridas Thakur, he found this out, he fainted. He couldn't believe. Later it was revealed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually showed him the marks on his back. Just see the compassion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He cannot tolerate seeing. Actually, Lord Chaitanya was going to kill them. He was going to kill these rascals that were beating Lord Chaitanya. Beating Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur, another amazing personality, filled with so much compassion, he was praying to Krishna, please forgive them for what they're doing to me. They don't know better. They're fools. Please forgive them. Give them your mercy. Please give them your mercy. Forgive them. Give them your mercy. So compassionate. Devotees also very compassionate. So Lord Chaitanya, because Haridas Thakur was praying in that way, he couldn't kill them. So he just took the whipping on his own back. Haridas Thakur wasn't harmed. So Krishna is very compassionate, and devotees are very compassionate. And the exhibition of our compassion will be to go out and give people these books. I spoke to Aniruddha yesterday about trying to create a book distribution culture here, trying to increase book distribution. So he's enthusiastic, so things are going to start going more that direction, so more devotees can go out on book distribution. So many people here, over 4 million now, it's almost catching up with Sydney. I looked on the internet, and now there's 4.6 million in Sydney and 4.2 million in Melbourne. I don't know, maybe they're moving down here or something. So there's a lot of people here who need to hear about Krishna. This is the perfection of our life. Just like we, when God books, we got this information. Now we're so fortunate we're taking up this process, hearing and chanting, and advancing towards Krishna. So this will help. This book distribution will help us come closer. Actually, there's one purport, Prabhupada says, the best way to get realization of the Supreme Personality of God is to go out and give Krishna to others. This is how to get realization of Krishna. Because Krishna is so pleased. Yaidam paramanguyam mad bhakti sabrash bhakti mayam karam paramkara mayu vaishaya samsara. Anyone that is giving this knowledge of Krishna to others is most dear to me. Will never be anyone more dear to me. So I was mentioning this last night. This is Krishna's soft spot. You all understand this? Word soft spot. If you have a very good friend and you do something that's pleasing to your friend, and then you know that he's going to be pleased, that's the soft spot. So Krishna is the best friend of all of us, of everyone. People don't know. So by book distribution, we're going out and we're introducing their best friend to them again. They've forgotten who their best friend is. Everybody has amnesia. So we're trying to remind them. There's one person in California, he got amnesia. Completely forgot everything about who he was, everything. And one devotee saw him and asked him, "So where are you from?" "I don't know. I have amnesia. I don't know anything. Forgot everything." So he said, "Well, I'll tell you who you are. You're the eternal servant of Krishna." So this is the reality. People have amnesia. We're trying to help people. We're trying to remind them. And quite often, Prabhupada, when he would go into a city, they would ask him, "Why have you come here?" And Prabhupada would say that I've come here to help you remember what you have forgotten. That you're the eternal servant of Krishna. So that's what book distribution is. We're trying to help them out of their amnesia. Imagine must be a very uncomfortable thing to forget who you are. Just like imagine if you got amnesia, you left the temple here and you just forgot everything. You forgot that you're a devotee, you forgot everything. Be very awkward. Be very awkward. So this is what people have now. Forgotten reality. So we want to remind them. And when we go out and we remind them, then we also come out of our amnesia more and more. Come to the reality that we're the eternal servants of Krishna. And then, at the time of death, Yamaraj, he doesn't come. Actually, when Jamil, when he chanted Narayan, the Yamadutas came to take him. The Vishnudutas came and said, "No, you can't take him." "And who are you to say that? We're the representatives of Yamaraj. This is a sinful man. How can you say we can't take him?" He chanted the name Narayan. So he became purified of his sinful reactions. This is the power of the holy name. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that sacrifice which is performed in which the holy name of Krishna is not being chanted, it's sacrificed in the mode of ignorance. Interesting. So when we distribute books, it's also good to try to get them to chant. Of course, Harinam is very nice. Sometimes people join in the chanting. This is the best part of their life. Getting a book, they're chanting the holy name, they're getting prasadam. So Here also, this word Bhagavan is mentioned. Sometimes devotees are also described as being Bhagavan because they're just so exalted. Sometimes Narada Muni also. So they also get this opulence of Krishna because of their connection. They're connected to Krishna. They also retain this this opulence of Krishna. Beauty, wealth. Like Prabhupada, he went to America with 40 rupees, but then he became so wealthy. And he would say, where in the history of India has someone gone out, started with 40 rupees, and in 10 years he's got 40 crores? Prabhupada became very wealthy. And so beautiful, also. So many pictures, thousands and thousands, thousands of pictures. Generally, old people are not very attractive. Prabhupada, because he was so pure, he was so attractive. And he was strong. Prabhupada was strong. There's a pastime in London, they were building the temple. In London, they were setting up the altar and they were doing all this renovation. And Yamuna Devi was there with Prabhupada. They were setting up the altar. They were going to have the opening, the deity installation. And Prabhupada was helping them. And one pillar fell down. And Prabhupada, he was so quick. Yamuna Devi was just amazed. He knocked something out of the way so he could put his foot in a certain way so he can catch the pillars or the canopy. Something had fallen down and Prabhupada was holding it up. And Yamuna Devi said she can see a drop of sweat coming from Prabhupada's forehead. He was holding the altar up. And it was heavy. And she was like amazed that Prabhupada was so strong. Beauty, wealth, strength, fame. Prabhupada's so famous. All around the world. Yeah. Prabhupada is famous. People have heard of him. Renunciation. So renounced. So much opportunity he had for sense gratification. Just like many yogis, they would come to the West and they would become popular. But practically, without exception, they would all fall down to their secretaries or something. Yeah. Prabhupada was so pure. So pure. One time Prabhupada was in India and they were visiting, devotees were visiting one temple. And Prabhupada was on a balcony outside his room. And the room next door to Prabhupada's room also had a balcony. And Yamuna was there chanting japa, and Prabhupada came out and he was chanting. And Yamuna said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I love you so much. And Prabhupada said, I know. And then he walked back into his room. So devotees had so much love for Prabhupada. But he was just so pure, just transcendental, not a tinge of material desire. He was at one program, big Pandal program, thousands of people were there. And after he spoke, he went to his car and they were all just rushing to him to touch his feet. You know, thousands, it was like a stampede. You know, devotees were trying to keep the people back just so he couldn't get in the car, they couldn't open the door. There were just so many people were coming. And finally he was able to get in the car. And they were driving away and he asked the devotees, do you know why they're worshipping me so much? Because I'm free of sex desire. I have no material desire. They know that. They have that piety, they can sense purity. So Prabhupada has that purity. And when we're distributing books, we're giving this purity. Or see the Prabhupada. We're giving Krishna purity of Krishna. And by that we get purified. And they get purified. And Prabhupada says that by this book distribution, we're creating a spiritual atmosphere throughout the whole world. And because these books are not different than Krishna. And by having these books in people's homes, it has an effect. By their giving donations, by their taking books, by reading the books, there's an effect. We may not see it. Just like when you boil water, you put cold water on the fire. For a few minutes, for the first minute, you don't see anything at all. No, it just looks like regular cold water. After 2 minutes, also. After 3 minutes, 4 minutes, then you start seeing some bubbles, right, on the side. It's starting to get hot. But for the first 3 minutes, it looks like the same. But it's getting hot. And eventually, maybe with 5, 6 minutes, then it's boiling. But in the beginning, you don't see the effect. So we're still in the beginning. It's a very young movement still. Christianity didn't take off for 200 years. They were being harassed. You've seen this, some of you may have seen this fish. You ever seen that fish? That's the Christians. In the early days, they had to be undercover. And that was the undercover symbol for the Christians, the fish. So they still use that sometimes. You'll see it on the back of people's cars. That's their sign that they're Christians. So they went through so much difficulty. We went through a little difficulty. Here in Australia in the early days, devotees would be put in jail for Harinam. And at one point they wrote Prabhupada, what should we do? They put us in jail for doing Harinam. Should we take them to court? Prabhupada said, no, just chant Hare Krishna. You just do your devotional service there, in jail, chant Hare Krishna. So the devotees took that very seriously. So they did the whole program, the whole morning program in jail. The devotee would blow the conch down, boo. Somebody's offering incense to the, because there's the manaseva. You could serve the deities in the mind. So the deities were there. The devotees were all. There was the pujari offering the incense, and offering the flower, the flame. And then after he had offered the flame, he would give it to some devotee. The devotees would take it around, and they would all touch it. The whole thing. Offer the flower, and then somebody would go around with the flower, smell the flower, mental flower. And finally, because there's other people there also, and they started shouting to the warden, hey, get these guys, let these Hare Krishnas out, they're wacko, come on, give us a break. I thought, man, these Hare Krishnas are pretty far out people. And they were chanting, japa, of course, and they were just doing kirtan. They had the whole morning program, Bhagavatam class, everything. And finally they just let him out. All right, just go chant. So from that time on, we were able to continue. So we didn't go through so much trouble. The Christians, they were thrown into the lions. They just tell them, listen, all you have to do is say, you're not a Christian. I'm not a Christian. And we won't throw you to the lions. And these people were so devoted. I'm not going to say that. Throw me to the lions. And they would throw me. It's amazing. So much faith, so much dedication. I mean, they definitely had a higher birth in their next life. Just because of that full faith in a pure devotee. Amazing. Surrender. I don't know how many of us would have such surrender. Anyway, any question or comment? Yes.
This is a bit off topic, is that right?
Yeah.
Has it become purified in the mind of ignorance? Especially from previous reactions or that are coming through, has it become purified of the subtle body in the mind of ignorance?
Well, that's the solution. Krishna comes when there's a decline in religious principles. But why doesn't he come? He's come. This is the way to get purified of the modes of nature. Chanting Hare Krishna. And by this, Prabhupada said, we enter into another mode. Said the mode of pure devotional service. There's these three modes of nature that we're trying to escape, become free of. But then there's the mode of pure devotional service. So we just have to chant Hare Krishna very seriously, practice Krishna consciousness very seriously and sincerely. Sometimes we hear that, I thought, well, it seems like they're the same word. But actually, sincerity means, I looked in the dictionary, it means genuine, a very genuine desire. Not a show. A very sincere, genuine desire to serve Krishna. And serious means very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. We should take this very, in a very serious way. And when we're reading and we're practicing Krishna consciousness, we have to really try to understand what we're doing. These books, Prabhupada's books, are so deep. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I think it was in Bangladesh, he spoke on the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam for like 3 months. There's so much, there's this deep wisdom in these books. We have to really try to imbibe this knowledge, try to understand it, try to grasp what's being told to us. And the Bhagavatam it said, Shrimbatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vriyantastho Yavadrani Vriyanoti Svetita. The Sri Krishna personality of Godhead was the Paramatma, the Super Soul in the hearts of all the entities. And the benefactor of the truth of devotee cleanses the desire for material enjoyment in the heart of the devotee who simply relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So see how kind Krishna is. All we have to do is read and relish. Appreciate what we're reading. And Krishna is so pleased that he'll cleanse our heart. So hearing is so important. It's like this body. It's called the City of Nine Gates, right? We all know the nine gates, but there's two gates that are most important. The ears. Very important. Because from hearing comes understanding. So we have to hear very attentively. Actually, this whole process is all about attention. We have to do everything very attentively. Attention to the details. And if we do everything very attentively for the pleasure of Krishna, all that we do, all that we eat, all that we offer and give away, as well as all austerity that we do should be done as an offering very attentively for the pleasure of Krishna, then we'll make very quick advancement. Because Krishna is also very attentive. He's watching us. He's never inattentive. One purport Prabhupada says, Krishna is never inattentive in our service to him. When he sees that we really want to try to serve him and please him, then he helps us. He'll help us come out of these modes of nature and enter into the mode of pure devotional service. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai.